miss the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
Tony Arata, The Dance, and a song that just changed Garth Brooks's whole career, I think. It made Garth Brooks a singer who wasn't just a hat act. He had some substance to him in that song. You know, we just don't want to miss the dance. We want to live life. And it was a we had to have Tony after that. When we heard that song and met Tony, got to know him, we said to ourselves, we wish he were writing for us. And fortunately, our song plugger, Matt Lindsay, had become good friends with Tony at his former publishing company and got Tony to come over to us. And it was one of the great blessings of our life, I think, that Tony joined us. Here's another of his songs that he's going to do for you. It's called The Change. It's a similar idea, you know, not let the world change you. He wrote this with Wayne Tester.
One hand reaches out and pulls a lost soul from harm, while a thousand more go unspoken for, and they say, what good have you done by saving just this one? It's like whispering a prayer in the fury of a storm, and I hear them saying, you'll never change things, and no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. But it's not the world that I am changing, I do this so this world will know that it will not change me. This heart still believes that love and mercy still exist, while all the hatreds rage, and so many say that love is all but pointless in madness such as this. It's like trying to stop a fire with the moisture from a kiss, and I hear them saying, you'll never change things, and no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. But it's not the world that I am changing, I do this so this world will know that it will not change. As long as one heart still holds on, then hope is never really gone. I hear them saying, you'll never change things, and no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. But it's not the world we know never change just me. What I do is so this world will know that it will not change me.
Garth Brooks with Tony Arata's The Change, written also with Wayne Tester. And you can see the power of Tony's lyrics, and given the power of a singer like Garth Brooks, how a song like that can get out into the world and millions of people will hear it. That was quite extraordinary. Here's another singer we loved in Nashville at the time and still do, Patti Loveless, a real, in my eyes, a real country singer. And here's another of Tony's songs. Tony just has a very positive outlook on life, about people. It's serious. He believes in goodness in people. And here's another of his songs, Everybody's Equal in the Eyes of Love, Patti Loveless. Everybody's equal in the eyes of love. Don't we know that? Tony Arata's song, Patti Loveless, singing her heart out on it. I just love her singing. And so I'm talking about our forerunner family here in the 90s, where we seem to be pulling in a lot of writers that just wanted to be in our house, and we were having success at getting their songs recorded. And another, an old friend of mine, Herb McCullough, who I'd met and when I first came to Nashville in 1974, and Herb and I were denizens of a place called the Country Corner, spelled with K's, and we were in our wilder phase, I suppose, in that life, but Herb and I stayed friends all through the years, and he wrote for several companies and had some success as a writer. And he finally came over to me one day. He said, "I want to be here with you all." And he also had a friend, a young fellow that he'd befriended, named Sean Camp. Sean was from Arkansas originally, a multi-instrumentalist, played fiddle, mandolin, guitar, sang great. And he had a deal on Sony Records, but it was just at the time when the marketing people were starting to move in on the record business, and it was not helpful to Sean at that point in his life, and eventually he left that record label, and he was a bit discouraged, and Herb kind of took him under his wing and brought him to us, and one thing led to another, and they both started writing songs together, and Sean Camp is certainly one of my favorite writers and singers, as is Herb McCullough. Here's a song they wrote together called Traveling Teardrop Blues, and it's on an album, a bluegrass album that Sean did on Oh Boy Records. It's Live at the Station Inn. I love this record, and this is Traveling Teardrop Blues with Sean Camp.
Adios, I heard me calling, then I felt my spirit falling, till the warm desert wind picked me up. I've been lost in awful corners, drifted over California, leaving shadows on the ground like clouds above. On my way through Arizona, I begin to pine and for you. Red rocks run the road beside me along my way. Just like me, they like to travel, and they won't sit still. Listen, I do, and I can't sit still until I get back to you. Pick me up like some hitchhiker, let me ride into the wild and blue. I don't care which way I'm going, long as that's the way you're going to. Hey, I am the man with the traveling teardrop blue.
makes her face up with the pain of some red warrior in her eyes. In the dark, behind a curtain, on a bed of lust, I loved her. While she slept, I left a tear to say goodbye. Pick me up like some hitchhiker. Let me ride into the wild and blue. I don't care which way I'm going, as long as that's the way you're going too. Hey, I am the man with the traveling teardrop blue. Traveling teardrop blue.
Sean Camp with a Traveling Teardrop Blues from his Live at the Station Inn album. We're getting out of time, and that was written by Sean and Herb McCullough. And I've been trying to give you some feeling for our life at Forerunner Music in the 90s and all the writers that were coming to us, and just how great a family of people this certainly was. And we're going to leave you now with another one of Sean Camp's tunes that he wrote with Herb McCullough, Baby's Gone Home to Mama. And this is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. Thanks a million to Royalton Community Radio for making this all possible. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Here's Sean Camp.
Rain's coming down on the roof of my trailer house. With my luck, I'll probably step outside and drown. How long will it take to get used to this doing without? Guess I'll just lay around in my pajamas. Baby's gone home to mama. Baby's gone home, she left me alone, but she says she'd phone me sometime. Sad old song left me long gone out of my mind. Oh Lord, we did our best, guess we didn't have enough in common. Sitting here lonesome, baby's gone home to mama. Just looking for something to read. But even the fun is, it wasn't that funny to me. It's written in the stars, the future was plain to see. Might have known she'd leave it by the red Nostradamus. Baby's gone home to mama. She left me alone, cause she said she'd phone me sometime. Sad old song left me long gone out of my mind. Oh Lord, we did our best, guess we didn't have enough in common. Sitting here lonesome, baby's gone home to mama. Well, I I'll miss her a lot, but at least she took the little chihuahua. Mm-hmm. Baby's long gone.